Everybody, what's up? I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from the Black Wealth Bootcamp, and I just finished teaching a class today, actually. Right after I got off the plane from Europe, I was in Europe for about 3 weeks. I went to England, France, and Spain, and met some students while I was over there, and did some research on some things that I'm working on. And we actually have some people shooting a film about reparations, and I'll tell you more about that project as it moves along. But I was reading, I'm always reading Dr. Claude Anderson's books. I like Black Labor, White Wealth, and Powernomics. And I was reading Black Labor, White Wealth. And I wanted to share something with you today that I think will help you in some of these stupid conversations that you get into where you have white folks. This ain't about dissing all white people, but this is about really dissing ignorance. Where you got white folks who will get mad at you because you love black people, or because you believe in reparations, or because you believe in redistribution of wealth and power in the country to make up for injustices of the past. A lot of times they'll use stupid terms, really stupid, ridiculous terms like reverse racism to somehow argue that that equality means that you treat whites and blacks exactly the same, as if we had the exact same experience up until this point, which is absolutely not true. A lot of the reasons that black communities are devastated and destroyed is because for hundreds of years, white people took all the wealth, they terrorized the hell out of us, ran people off their property, burned down communities, lynched, beat, castrated, raped, murdered, pillaged all kinds of things to black people, incarcerated. Mass incarceration is also part of that lineage. So if you ever wonder why so many black people are in prison for things that, white males do on the weekends and in many cases can get away with, it's because this is all part of a tradition of, black extermination or a plan of just continuous black oppression. So you'll have people that will say that that equality means that from this point on, everything's going to be equal. So basically, we're going to ignore the past. We can move forward. If everybody just holds hands and sings, "We shall overcome," and acts like the past didn't happen, then we can all move forward and everybody love each other and everything's going to be fine. And I'm just going to go back to my mansion and you go back to your little dirty, nasty hood with all the violence and single-parent households because so many black men are in prison, and act like it's not a big deal. Well, just so you know, I resent that. And I saw a passage in Dr. Anderson's book. I'm going to call him tomorrow. We got some business to discuss. But I saw a passage in his book that I thought I would share with you that might help you to understand just the ridiculousness of this, and also give you preparation for when you go into these little debates. I talked to my students in the Black Wealth Academy about this today, and I thought I would share this with you as well. He talks about the Constitution and how the United States Constitution has in many cases stood in the way. Everybody talks about the Constitution like it's some brilliant document, when the fact is it was a pretty racist document. About 31% of the delegates who got together to write the Constitution were actually slaveholders. They held in today's dollars be about $100 to $150 million worth of slaves. So they supported slavery to protect their economic interests. So one of the things that we have to do as black people in order to overcome our brainwashing, the Pledge of Allegiance that we've been taught to give to our masters, is to really open our minds to the truth and stop believing the propaganda. So let me read this to you. Here's what it says. Worse, the Constitution is again being used to block even the slightest efforts by blacks to redistribute resources to remedy the wealth and power imbalance between blacks and whites. Conservative forces within the court system and government now seek to maintain the status quo of inequality between blacks and whites by mandating that blacks and whites be treated equally in all future endeavors. Any efforts whatsoever to correct past injustices are found to be unconstitutional forms of reverse discrimination against whites. Thus, equal protection has come to mean equal treatment of fundamentally unequal groups, which in effect perpetuates the unequal distribution of wealth, power, and resources. Now, let me break that down for you real quick, in a way that you can explain to even the most ridiculous 2-year-old that you might be arguing with about this in the office. But truth be told, I really encourage you to walk away from these arguments. A lot of people, they say things that don't make any sense because they deliberately have been sort of shielded from history or given a whitewashed version of history. Many whites who are otherwise decent people or try to be decent people don't realize the role they might play in supporting white supremacy by supporting systems that promote these kinds of ideas, that if we treat everybody the same from this point forward, everything will work itself out, when the fact is that you need to correct the imbalances and the injustices that have occurred over the last several hundred years if you want to truly obtain equality. I can't come and rob you of everything you've got and then say, okay, from this point on, everybody gets treated the same. I know I just took $1 million from you, and I promise I won't do it anymore, but from this point on, everything's equal, everything's fine. Well, you're not going to go for that. You're not going to accept that kind of argument because you're going to look at me like I'm an absolute lunatic. Especially if I somehow think I can pass that wealth to my kids and not have my kids be held accountable for the fact that they have received stolen goods, right? So many white Americans, unfortunately, in this country, the trillions of dollars of the wealth that they have right now in their possession is basically stolen goods. And so what happens is you'll have somebody, and this is what I explained when you talk about structural racism. Structural racism does not require somebody to call you a nigger. It does not require somebody to dislike you because you're black. It doesn't require somebody to just have an issue with black people or to have some sort of social problem being around black folks. They can love black people to death, but structural racism can rear its ugly head and exist in an institution even if there's not a single racist person in the building. Even if every person in the room is kumbaya, I love everybody, everybody's the same, it doesn't matter because many of these individuals, just by virtue of everything that's happened before the present time, many of these individuals have been given advantages in this society that are built on the perpetration or the perpetuation of a fundamentally unequal society, right? So the point here is this. A lot of the hard work when it comes to racism and racial inequality was done before we were born. A lot of what you are taught to be sensitive to is nonsense like, oh, well, he don't like me because I'm black, or she wouldn't serve me my cookies as fast as the white people. Yeah, that stuff happens, but that's not the real racism in America. The real racism in America is structural inequality. And structural inequality is allowed to exist because there are people who somehow believe that addressing structural inequality is somehow racist. So it's okay that they were racist against black people for 400 years, but there's something wrong with somehow asking whites or white Americans as a collective to repay the debt that was stolen from black people. And so when you hear people make this argument, this reverse racism argument, I would say tell them how stupid they are. I would say break them down and explain all this to them. Truth is, though, they're not going to hear it because a lot of them just don't want to hear it. But I think it's important for you to hear it. And also, I think it's very important for you to love your people, even if people think somehow it's racist to love black people. Every single day in my email inbox, I'll get at least a few messages from people saying, why do you spread hate? Why are you racist? Or, and even worse, and these are the hardest ones, sometimes I'll get messages from a friend who will, you know, a white friend who will message me and say, you know, something like, well, gosh, I didn't know that you felt this way about me as a white person. Why do you have such an issue with white people? And I just say, look, I don't have an issue with white people. My issue is with black people. I love black people. And I encourage black people to stand up for themselves. And if loving my people somehow makes you think that that means I don't like you, then there's nothing I can really do for you. Because this ain't got nothing to do with you. This has to do with me and the people I care about, and that is it. So if you want to know where I stand and what I believe in black people working together. I believe in black people organizing. I believe in black people controlling our money. We've got to control our money. We've got to control our money. We have got to control our money. That is our power. You do not give your power away. So let's overcome the brainwashing. Let's pass through these stupid little arguments that people make, these stupid terms like reverse racist and all that. You know, focus on building something for us, building something for our children. I don't know if whites will ever pay reparations. I don't know if they're ever going to stop mistreating us in the corporate workspace. But the fact is that I believe black people have unfortunately been trained to, we've been trained like pigs who enjoy living in the mud. You know, we've been trained to be comfortable with abuse. We've been trained to just know that we're going to have to work twice as hard to get half as much. We've been trained to know that we can go to work every day and have a tragically horrific, mortifying experience, and that this is somehow normal. I don't believe in this. I refuse. I reject this notion entirely. I think it's okay for us to love each other. I think it's okay for us to stick together. And I don't care who calls me a racist for it. I'm not a racist. I love my people. And if that makes me into something that you don't accept, then you can go to hell. All right. Well, that's it. I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from the Black Wealth Bootcamp. Please take care. God bless. And I think I'm going to go back to bed because I am still jet lagged. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.